This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and we're here with you like we are every night of the week, every day of the year, 365 days a year. And we're here to talk about liberty. And we are here to take your calls. You can reach us at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we'll have Ian joining us a little bit later. But right now, this is Chris.
And I'm Rich Paul.
And I'm
Ian. There's Ian.
And there he is. We knew he'd show up. So how you been, Rich?
I've been good.
I got to say, Free Talk Live periodically puts out little... Is the official name Free Talk Live Clips?
They are clips, yeah. You can go to clips.freetalklive.com to find those. They're video clips of the show.
Yeah.
Where are they actually stored? Is it a YouTube list?
They're on a YouTube channel called Liberty Bits, which is run by Eric Free Rock. So he's come back out of retirement.
I remember Free Rock.
Yeah.
The only reason I bring it up is because last week, last Thursday, we had a particularly nice tirade from Rich Paul.
I got off on a rant.
You did get on a little bit of a rant, but it's been a good one. It's been one that I've shared with my friends because this is a topic that needs discussed, and that topic was...
Ruby, what was I ranting about that night?
I've raved and ranted
so many rants that, you know, I don't know when they're caught on tape or what.
Well, everything you say here is recorded, but probably
it's true.
By the government.
I just don't know how many of my rants I go on when I'm on the radio. Literally, whenever somebody says, "Oh, wow, that was a great rant," no idea what I said.
What was I ranting about this time?
Do you remember what I was ranting about?
No, but it was really good. I remember that.
It was a good rant. I remember being proud of that rant, thinking, you know, if
somebody does happen to record that, that'd be a good thing. We were talking gun control, and we were talking New Zealand, and we were talking about Republicans. And that was, I think, the best point there was, you know, Republicans for all their, you know, standing up for God and country and that almighty Constitution, they never follow it, number one. And number two, when they're actually put in a position where they could do something good, they don't. And that's the big deal. And I was very happy to hear you call them out on that. And I do, too. You know, it's insane that they wouldn't do that. And we're going to go back to that subject just for a little bit because I want to discuss a little bit because a couple things happened this week. First of all, the bump stock ban went into effect, which means it's now a federal crime to have certain pieces of plastic that are not guns configured into different shapes and that do different things. So this is the first time. And then today...
Just explain to people, a bump stock...
A bump stock is a firearm accessory. The idea is that you could replace the stock on your AR-15 with a stock that has a little bit of motion in it. In other words, the stock itself will slide back and forth. And to fire a bump stock... As the gun's being fired. So to fire and to take advantage of the bump stock effect, you would squeeze the trigger, and then you still have to hold the trigger as if you had pulled it back. So picture your finger kind of at a 45, 90-degree angle. It has to stay there, and as the stock slides back and forth, it will encounter your finger on the forward stroke, which causes the gun to fire rapidly, as if you were squeezing the trigger really, really, really fast.
So basically the gun squeezes the trigger for you in a way with the motion from the... from the firing.
Can you achieve...
I mean, you're putting your finger
in it. Well, the motion of the trigger relative to your finger...
The stock is sliding to your fingers and staying in one position.
Yeah, your finger stays in one place, just like a post, and the motion of the trigger past it.
You can do
that. Can you do that with a rubber band?
Yes, and also you can do it by pulling the gun forward. So when I had an AK-47 in the past, I didn't have a rubber band or anything even that fancy. Just stick your finger in the trigger, and just kind of where you're holding the barrel of the gun or whatever, you sort of move that forward, and you continue to like pull it forward as the gun's firing, and then you get the same effect.
Because the recoil
is... So just gently jerk it with your left hand.
Exactly.
Is that where we're going already? We're barely in the show, and we're going with the double entendres.
Well, when you do it with your left hand, it feels like somebody else is doing it.
Right. That is known as the stranger. We know this. But that's not what we were talking about. Well, who knows what we're talking about.
So they haven't, by banning bump stocks, they have not stopped people from sort of, I don't know how you even describe this, making it seem like an automatic. It's not really. It probably fires a little slower than an automatic. But
what and bump stocks, also uneven and inaccurate.
Yes, and those, I think, are the two most important things to remember, that bump stocks make you fire less accurately, and
just for the fun of being able to fire a gun, you know, faster than you normally might.
And that's it. It is a novelty.
Yeah.
Now, to you, have you heard bump stocks fire? Have you heard people firing with bump stocks?
Yes.
I have as well. And to my experience, firing with a bump stock gives you a kind of an irregular rhythm to your shots.
Yes.
It's not, because it is a sloppy device, and it depends on how still you hold your finger, right? As your finger moves in and out, the rate of fire is going to change. Even if it's just a couple of millimeters, it's going to be a slightly different thing.
It is a technique
now,
to be able to do that.
The interesting thing is that I watched the video of the Las Vegas massacre, and what I heard was two fully automatic weapons, not bump stocks, but fully automatic weapons firing at the same time. Nobody fires two automatic weapons at the same time. No one person was doing that.
Right.
And it wasn't a bump stock.
So you're going conspiracy theory on that.
I don't know about conspiracy theory. I mean,
my
official policy is that I don't believe any of the conspiracy theories, including the ones put out by the government. You know, so the 19 hijackers to me is just another conspiracy theory, and I don't believe that either.
Right. I don't know. I know that from what little bits of the coverage I watched, I heard something that sounded like a bump stock in Las Vegas. In other words, what you were discussing, the irregular firing, but you couldn't really tell because the rounds from where they were being recorded live when you were watching it, it was a long ways away. So
A long ways away.
Yeah. So I didn't really know. I have a couple buddies online who were quick to point out bump stock, and I just, you know, I don't know if they're... They've been around those sorts of things more than I have. But the point is this is an accessory. This is a toy. This is a novelty.
Bullets and bullet accessories.
But the idea that you can take an accessory and call it a machine gun, which is the stretch, that your good Republican president, this staunch defender of the Second Amendment, this is the party of the Second Amendment, that they were okay with outlawing plastic. That's the part that it gets me.
Well, I have this to say to Donald Trump for encouraging this madness.
And they were quickly sued by a couple organizations like Gun Owners of America. But unfortunately today, the U.S. Supreme Court rebuffs a bid to block Trump's bump stock ban. From Washington, this comes to us from Reuters. The U.S. Supreme Court on Thursday handed President Donald Trump a victory by rejecting for the second time in 3 days a bid by gun rights activists to block his new ban on, quote, bump stock attachments that enable semi-automatic weapons to fire rapidly. We're going to tear that apart when we come back. 855-450-FREE. What do you think? What do you? Is a bump stock such a ridiculous thing you don't even care if it gets banned? Are your rights not important to you? This is Free Talk Live.
Ike was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh, my dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas.
I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DinoVite.com.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
Did you know you can legally exit the U.S. federal income tax system? Well, it's true, and thousands of American nationals are doing it. The 16th Amendment and the Internal Revenue Code are legal, but only in a limited jurisdiction. This is the basis behind the voluntary nature of the income tax. Learn the exit strategy provided by Congress. Find out more by visiting WeissParis.com and watch our numerous videos. That's WeissParis.com.
Go to themorganreport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. Themorganreport.com. Themorganreport.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hear you live at 855-450-FREE. We want to know what's on your mind. We've been talking about bump stocks and that great defender of the Second Amendment, Donald Trump.
Boo.
Big time boo. And if there are any Republicans out there, boo to you, unless you're up in arms, no pun intended, over your president, the leader of your party, calling for bans on pieces of plastic. This is absolutely absurd.
Wasn't this done administratively, meaning that there was no law that was passed, that he just kind of waved his executive wand?
He instructed the ATF to change an administrative ruling.
Mm-hmm.
They had made an administrative ruling that bump stocks were not machine guns, and he just told them to reverse it.
Wow.
Repeatedly. Under Bush, they clarified their position on bump stocks. Mm-hmm. Under Obama. Obama. Can I say that one more time? Under Obama.
Obama.
Obama's ATF was fine with silly bump stocks. Now, it's not the point that we've given up something really valuable with the bump stock. You haven't, other than your rights. That's the silliness of this.
People gave up their rights a long time ago.
Of course. But this was another example of Republicans, I'm talking to you Republicans, for kowtowing to your president, kowtowing to the worst gun grabbers, kowtowing to Michael Bloomberg, kowtowing to every crying congressman who's been in the national spotlight talking about dead children. You are culpable. You are pathetic. And I want to hear from you. Defend yourself. That's what I have to say.
And coming back to dead children, there was some discussion, I think it was with you, about this game where they simulate a school shooting. It's like a first-person shooter, and the person playing it can go through the school and shoot people. See, a lot of people think they should take that off the market, but I was thinking about it. I don't think they should take it off the market. I just think they should add a mode where everybody has a gun.
It would be the
and see how
the
long you last.
Game
if
ever.
You can play this game, it's like, you know, trying to stay on the worst Bronco at the rodeo.
12 seconds. An all-time record.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly how it would be. This idea that the presidents have some sanction through the Constitution, through our legal system, to randomly ban things or to, you know, to and completely ignore Congress.
Well,
Congress,
unless someone tells him he can't, then he can't.
Right. Mm-hmm. But in this case, you know, there was the legislative branch wasn't represented here. There was no vote. There was none of that.
There was also no, you know, move the legislature did against him, right? Like, they didn't stop him. They didn't come in and say, whoa, you can't do that.
Well, they can't other than taking him to court. That's the thing, you know. So do they sue? I'd love to see it. Mm-hmm. Great idea, and I'm all for it.
Mm-hmm.
Sue the president. 855-450-FREE. And we are going to hop to the phones because...
Well, where's the NRA with this? I mean, did they do anything? I mean, they're
buckled
useless.
On it, didn't they?
I think they did.
I'm not surprised.
They said, it's okay, he's a Republican.
Yeah.
But how many times have they supported anti-gun Republicans over pro-gun libertarians NRA? You can be a complete gun grabber, and if you've got an R after your name, you're going to get that NRA endorsement.
Yeah, you'll get the A grade, and it's absolutely silly. This was a case of, and I'm going to paraphrase, but basically they said, you know, you got to pick your battles. You know, you can't fight everything. So, you know, we don't really care that much about bump stocks. So, you know, okay, if you want to go ban those, great. So what do you ban next? Just ban anything that's semi-automatic because it's not that big a stretch. You've banned things that could sound like they're automatic with a piece of plastic novelty attached to them. So let's just go ahead and ban anything that's semi-automatic. We're going to go to the phones, but we've got Brody in Utah. Brody, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I just wanted to call and talk about the Start Solution by Dr. John McDougall again.
Asked
me a question last.
Which solution?
It's called the START solution by Dr. John McDougall.
Okay, this has to do with the diet. I remember this.
I mean, it's not really a diet. It's a way of eating. But, yeah, you guys asked me a question last week, and I wasn't really prepared for it, just why it's better than all the other books out there about the right way to eat, the right foods to eat. And so I just wanted to give that quick response. I kind of went off on a tangent.
Okay, go ahead.
The reason it's the best is because it's the healthiest, it's the easiest, the cheapest, the cleanest, it's delicious, satisfying, and it's extremely difficult to put on weight.
I'm sorry.
Could you vague that up for us for a little bit?
He's used lots of words.
What makes it?
He talked about
what is it? What are we talking about?
It's starch.
It's a diet he called in and talked
about.
Right,
but what is it?
Like, I don't know.
We didn't know after the end of that, but now we know it's delicious. What other words did you use, Brody?
Yeah, it's called the starch solution.
That's all very good and all very vague, but what is on this diet?
Give us an example.
Again, it's not a diet, it's just a way to eat, but it's really what it is. It's the starch solution, so it's eating a lot of starchy foods, potatoes, rice, beans, just, you know, whatever, wheat bread, wheat pasta.
Okay, we have the ingredients.
Fat and protein. A lot of carbs. How much fat and protein?
And it's low fat, so no oils, no meat, no dairy, and really not a whole lot of nuts or avocados, not a lot of fatty plants. Again, it's starch-based, and you add vegetables.
So it's like Antifa.
There you go. Hey, if you could recommend one book or one cookbook for this diet, what would it be? Just one.
Well, the starch solution has recipes in it.
Okay, but that's a good one. I mean, that's a good start if people are interested in that. So thank you for your call. And you know, I'm
a low carb guy, so that ain't gonna happen with me.
Really?
Yeah.
Here's what it seems to be the case that people seem to swear by different diets. I wouldn't ever believe somebody who would say this is the one for everyone. You know, come on.
Yeah. Works for
good
everyone.
Point there.
It's keto.
Each person has their own needs and their own tastes.
Yeah, and I think the diet is going to be somewhat personalized because everybody's different. How about that? 855-450-FREE.
I'm glad it works for him.
Yeah, I am too. If you'd like to join in our conversation, we're going to bounce around here. And let me see.
Do you think he's getting paid to make those calls?
I don't know.
It seemed a little bit professional and... The answer that he came back with sounded like something that came out of the corporate slogan room. So I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, I wouldn't either.
Well, I'd like to.
But we don't know.
I'd like to let him know we do offer advertising. So if he would calls about it again, I'm going to call that advertising. So you ought to buy some ads.
855-450-FREE. When we return, we will probably not be talking about starchy diets, but we want to hear from you and what's on your mind. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Fireworks on Thursday on Capitol Hill.
Mr. Ambassador, you are recognized for your opening statement. I will not yield. Mr. Ambassador, you
are. Yield because you just made some things about all of us that I think we all should get the opportunity to respond to.
We're
going to say we think you ought to allow us to speak of what we think.
You can use your 5 minutes to speak. You attacked me in your opening statement, and I've responded.
I have not had an opportunity to respond at all, especially to your statements of what we think, because no one over here thinks that.
That exchange on Capitol Hill as Republicans call for Adam Schiff, the Democrat, to step down as the House Intelligence Committee chairman over his unfounded claims of Russian collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia in the 2016 presidential election. The first lawsuit is being filed against Boeing tied to the deadly Ethiopian plane crash. The suit was filed in a Chicago U.S. federal court, and President Trump set to hold a Make America Great Again rally in Michigan. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I believe that your company has the answer, because I've been through cancer treatment and knowing what it does to the body, and oh my, you know, if that's all that medical science has to offer, there must be a better way. And I think the better way is knowing what to eat and getting it. I do notice that I have less inflammation. I feel like when I'm taking Balance of Nature, I'm getting fruits and vegetables more than what I would ordinarily get. I like when I open up the bottles. You can really smell the fruits and vegetables. I mean, I know I'm getting fruits and vegetables.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 20% off any first preferred order of Balance of Nature and have it shipped to you free. Call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's free as in freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've been talking bumpstock bans. We've been talking Supreme Court actions. The Supreme Court actually had the opportunity to hear a case against this complete lack of justice and reverse it. But they did not. They backed up Trump. So there you go. I've been calling out Republicans.
Well, they wouldn't want to take away the power from the government to be able to just arbitrarily ban any kind of product.
God forbid.
That they want to. I mean, did somebody think this was a free country or something? I mean,
some people do.
You think you're free to own plastic devices in the United States? You're crazy.
Ian, it talks all about this in the Constitution, and everybody knows that the Constitution, it's the supreme law of the land. It's the one law that everybody has to follow, and there are no bigger champions than the Republicans.
Well, the Constitution is the supposed law the government is supposed to follow. You and I didn't sign it, so we're not obligated to it.
Exactly.
We didn't swear an oath. Well, you might have sworn an oath when you were in the military.
I've sworn oaths multiple times.
Yeah.
To protect and defend the Constitution.
Nor will I.
I would not expect you to.
Yeah.
The problem is that people play lip service to it, and those people are called politicians. And
the judges, whose job it is to interpret the words on the document so they can just interpret them, whatever is politically feasible.
Yeah, and whatever works best for them and whatever they feel is right. So it's judicial activism. Sadly, in this case, it's coming from who we would expect, normally we would expect, to defend the Second Amendment.
And who would that be?
traditionally, in modern times, it has been Republicans. They have been, they put up the most roadblocks to the efforts to grab guns. But again, and I say again because it's not the first time they caved. They caved because it feels politically expedient. They feel that, oh, my voters might get angry with me. We're going to go to Matthew in Louisiana who wants to talk about bump stock bans. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm not happy about it.
Well, I'm glad. Are you a Republican?
Well, I'm a registered Republican. All okay. that means is that I registered as a Republican. I am not, in fact, a member of the Republican Party.
You're I not have a card-carrying member. Okay, fair enough.
Right. They do not issue cards unless you are a member of the party. But there are Republicans who do not like our Second Amendment, such as, I would point out, Lindsey Graham-Nesty. I would also point out Little Marco. And
who?
I am not.
Who's that?
Little Marco.
I don't know who that is.
Little Marco Rubio.
Oh, okay. I see where you're going with that. Okay.
Right.
Is that
and,
guy from Florida?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. a guy from Florida. He's got issues. So he's happy about the bump stock ban. Also, there's a guy who's supposed to be the champion of conservatism called Rush Limbaugh. He's happy about the bump stock ban.
Is he?
Is he really? That's surprising to me, because I know so little about where Rush is these days.
Imagine if AOC had proposed it instead of Trump.
Well, it might have actually gotten some news coverage then, but, you know, aside from Fox News rubbing it in, ha, 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 the bump stock ban still stands. Well, it doesn't per se still stand. They just refuse to grant an emergency injunction against the enforcement of it. So the lawsuits actually go on, but who knows, you know. But I've tried to alert everybody to the dangers of this, but then my view of the Second Amendment apparently is in the minority, because I tend to look at the Second Amendment and I say, okay, this tells me I can own anything the military owns. Okay, I'm willing to compromise. I don't need a nuke, but hey, okay. If I wanted a tank, why can't I get one of those?
Yeah, and that's the problem is the proverbial slippery slope, that if you let government take one little thing, just this one little bump stock, then you've got nothing to worry about. But this is how we've gotten to where we are. You can take anything. You can talk about First Amendment rights, freedom of speech, and things like that. Well, you know, it's only if you're in a theater and you yell fire. Well, we have to infringe on your rights a little bit there, but that's only that one example. But you're going to find out more, and the next thing you know, you look
what
around and you see...
What if something corrupts the minds of the children? You've got to think about the children.
And
their minds might get corrupted.
That is the ultimate slippery slope, because anything that you consider false or misleading can be said to mislead the minds of the children. So,
or
you
even
know,
the truth can corrupt the minds of the children.
Say again?
Even the truth can corrupt the minds of the children, you know?
Well,
so they say.
I'm not sure I've ever heard the truth alleged to be a corrupting influence, but...
Well, when you think about nudity, that's just truth. It's what the human body truly looks like. And yet there are people who think that, you know, if their boy sees a boob at age 5 or 6, that he's going to be scarred forever. Oh, God, he saw a boob.
No, I would say those people are corrupted.
I've got to tell you, though, you got to watch out, because I have it under good authority that masturbation causes deafness.
Who'd you hear that?
I didn't hear that.
What, are you deaf or something?
Thank you for the call, Matthew. But yeah, it's everything is a slippery slope when it comes to your liberty, because there only is one acceptable path, and that is basically follow the ideas of a non-aggression principle, that if I am not doing anything that hurts anyone else, and I should
using a bump stock.
When I shouldn't be doing anything that hurts anyone else, then I should be free to do what I wish to do. And it's golden rule stuff, folks.
Yeah,
this
golden
goes back
rule
to,
and also Darwinism. I mean, there are people who, if left to their own devices, will do really stupid things. And a lot of those people will die if they are free to do those stupid things. Well, the thing is, it's better for the species as a whole if the stupid people die of doing stupid things before they breed.
Absolutely. We're going to go back to the phones where we've got Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
I'm working on it. I'm on my way. Okay.
This will be Dave Ridley from the RidleyReport.com.
I have some, enough of this depressing imperial news. I have some national news for you. And my nation is New Hampshire.
Yeah? Okay.
So the former president of the Free State Project, Carla Garrick, is reporting that six state reps now, or six legislators at the New Hampshire State House, have invoked the following quote in speeches or other things they've said at the State House. The quote is, "Taxation is theft," unquote.
Hear, hear.
We're all big fans of that particular quote.
It's good to see a social media meme infecting a legislature. That's a good sign. And then another good sign is that apparently it has there's a little bit of a letter to the editor war going on around this, because some of these reps have been attacked verbally by other reps for having said this.
Oh, of course. Mm. I've said this in front of my state rep, and I live on the western part of New Hampshire, a very low population area, and I dared say that at an event, and man, they know it. They're triggered by it. This happened to be a Democrat, but he was triggered by this thought of taxation is theft. Oh my God, how dare you, Dave? Thank you so much for the call.
I think he's pointing that out because it's New Hampshire. This probably doesn't happen in a lot of state legislatures. We got a kind of a special thing here, and that's why libertarians are migrating here.
But we'll discuss that, and we'll discuss whatever is on your mind at 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas. PD stopped eating. All of his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill. Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. Dynovite.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa. The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding is stopped and the itching is stopped.
Her coat is now soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
Dynovite.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-3733. You can also catch us on Discord. You can go to discord.lrn.fm and find out all about that and how to connect to us. But the long and the short of it is, with your PC, with your smart device, you can load up the Discord client, connect with us, and you will sound just like you are in the studio with us. And by gosh, what could be more exciting than that, Rich? I just don't know what.
Well, if she was in the studio with us and she was pretty and she was sitting on my lap, that would be more exciting. That'd be better, yeah.
See, now here we go again. Well, this is
I'm
been
a bad man. It's a sick world, and I'm a happy guy.
I was just thinking, you know, we're going to have to start calling this double entendre Thursdays, which works for me. I'm good with that, and I always have fun. But we are going to go to Discord so you can see and hear what this sounds like.
You probably won't be able to see it.
I know that. Yeah. But you can go to twitch.lrn.fm and you can see.
And if you're seeing sounds, you may be under you may be underneath some psychedelic drugs.
See figuratively, like see as in we're going to see what happens. But no, but we'll talk them. Well, never mind.
Talk them? That sounds like peyote.
Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you, Chris, Ian, and Rich. Thank you. I wanted to just ask, I have a request for all of us Liberty folk. We're talking all the time. You know, so when we bring stuff up, we have an opportunity to announce things. And one of the things that I think ought to be announced, I think this is segues from the couple of calls back, or some talk with you guys, Ian and Chris, about the Constitution. We all agree that the limits of the Constitution have been basically tossed aside and ignored, and nobody's honoring those limitations, and as a result, we have humongous government.
The Constitution has either authorized such government as we have had, or it has been powerless to prevent it. In either case, it is unfit to exist. Lysander Spooner.
Did you nail that? Was that all by memory, Rich? That was good. Lysander Spooner. Google
better
that,
than
folks.
After all the Smokies and vibe, but that's another story.
Yeah.
No offense, Rich. Just want
to. Oh no,
I'm proud and honored by you. So don't feel bad.
Well, groovy. Thanks.
it's me at 67 that has the problems here. But
the funny thing is, I'm just as spacey when I don't smoke weed. But go ahead.
Yeah.
Well, so basically, when things come up like these bunk stock bans, even talking about sawed-off shotguns, suppressors, or all of those things ought be rolled into the uninfringable realm of the Second Amendment, not to mention eliminating about 95% of federal law and so many other things.
We're talking about, when we talk about bump stock bans, we're actually, and the allegation by Trump is that this turns, this piece of plastic magically turns a semi-automatic rifle into a fully automatic machine gun. Mm. And that's just farcical.
But even if it did, and even this is what did, bothers me, we have a right to have a fully automatic machine gun. We don't just have a right to an AR-15. We have a right to an M16.
Thank you.
That's what the Republicans should have reestablished when they had control of the whole thing. The whole shooting match, if you will, was under their control, and they did nothing.
Gun Control Act of 1968, Rich, would you keep it?
Huh?
If you were a Republican, should you have kept the Fire Act?
Every single gun control law on the books is unconstitutional.
So there goes
it
the
is
1968
each and every
laws.
One is an infringement. It shaves a piece off your Second Amendment rights, and that's exactly what the Second Amendment supposedly guarantees that they won't
Rich,
do.
We had all those gangsters.
There goes the ATF.
Yeah,
well,
how did they create the gangs? They created the gangs by creating prohibition. They didn't have a gang problem in America before they had prohibition.
Also unconstitutional, which is why they amended the Constitution.
That's the thing. The way that the prohibition was better than the drug war is prohibition was constitutional because they amended the Constitution to support it. The drug war has no such amendment. They have ignored the Constitution to implement that, and that is an evil thing. But
well, it's still evil if they evil if they amend the Constitution, because they are still taking away your right to life and liberty and the pursuit of happiness. And if the pursuit of happiness and liberty includes you wanting to get wasted or just have a couple of beers or a couple of glasses of wine, you should be able to do that, regardless if 525 people or 35 or however many of them there are say you shouldn't be able to.
Now, here's a question I want America to start to ask itself, though. If and when we get a New Zealand-style semi-automatic rifle ban, is that time to take them out of mothballs and start doing something about it? At what point does rhetoric end and resistance begin? That's the question we need to ask ourselves.
So to put this all in historical perspective, gun control acts, bad gun controls, began in 1934, Firearms Act. That was the worst one.
They began before that in postbellum in the postbellum South. They were implemented by the KKK. But
let me rephrase that. Our modern
times. But there are some terrible ones passed in 1934. I know what you're talking about.
1968. Then we enacted a whole bunch of more laws. We have not had big horrendous laws since 1968, and I'm just feeling that it's about time, right? That's where the liberals, that's where the gun grabbers believe we are. We haven't done this. We tried a little assault weapons ban, but let's just go whole hog. Let's what's the next big step? And to your point, Rich, the time to pull those out of mothballs was in 1934.
Yeah, well, I would agree with that. And when you think about it, what was going on in 1934 was the country was in revolution. They were in a revolutionary state where the majority of the people, or at least a very large minority of people, were ignoring the law, ignoring prohibition, and they were defending themselves, among other things, from police.
Yeah, there was a lot going on, and I'm trying to think of, what was it? What was the activity that involved Smedley Butler?
Butler was World War One. World is a Racket. He was a highly decorated Marine, wrote a book.
Right, but there was also an effort.
Or the Bonus Army?
There was an effort underway in the 30s to foment revolution and to overthrow the U.S. government.
Talking about the other group of fascists that tried to overthrow the group of fascists run by FDR.
Exactly.
So Smedley Butler was involved with a potential overthrow?
He was asked to lead it, according to Smedley Butler, and he declined.
He not only declined, he spilled the beans.
He did.
That's how we came to know about it.
Yeah, and we're gonna Google a little bit about that, and we'll talk about that because it's a topic that I kind of came across over the weekend. I read up on it a little bit, and I thought it was kind of interesting.
Mm.
But I haven't heard anybody really defending the bump stock ban. I guess
phones are open. 855-450-FREE is the number.
Yeah.
855-450-3733.
And I would.
They must exist.
They must. We've got another call here. We're gonna go to. Sorry about that, Sarah. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just want to mention that it was announced that Mother Teresa and Padre Pio, they're both ascended masters now.
An ascended master. What is that?
Right.
I am bothered.
In other words, they got good enough where they graduated out of a schooled earth room. In other words, they no longer have to...
Schooled earth room?
In other words...
Wow.
And who decides? Who decides whether Mother Teresa has become an ascended master? And how did you get the notice? You don't even have the internet.
I know. How
was
do you
this the same
out?
Catholic Church that facilitated the abuse of children that decided this?
Some at my house, that was
announced. Hang on. I want to know more about Ascended Master.
You want us to hold Sarah over
you
can find out the truth about the Ascended Master. All right, we're going to hold
I'm Andy
over.
Snyder, author of the hit new book, Nature's Miracles. I just released the stunning details of a simple 30-second natural cure to things like erectile dysfunction, high blood pressure, joint pain, and possibly even cancer. In a word, this cure works. And it's all because of new evidence that proves things like ED are not just another case of bad luck. No, they're caused by our modern diet. And here's the stunning part. I found you don't need to change your diet if you want to beat these ailments. You simply need to add something to it. I recently published the recipe for the perfect drink, and for a limited time, I'm giving it away for free at perfectdrinkrecipe.com. The three cheap, all-natural ingredients found in this delicious drink can help fight some of this country's top killers. Doctors are stunned, and you'll love the results. All the details of the perfect drink are at my website. Just go to perfectdrinkrecipe.com. Again, that's perfectdrinkrecipe.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.